Books on Tape presents The River Wife by Jonas Agee, read by Cassandra Campbell. There is no evil angel but love, love's labor's lost. Prologue. Hetty rails to Charm. The trees were so vertical. That's the first thing I noticed, even before the river. And the land that rolled carpet flat away from the eye. As I stepped from the coop in front of the courthouse in Jock's Landing, Missouri, just above New Madrid, the only shiver I felt was a slight vertigo. I held on to the door of the coop for a moment, and Clement Ducharme must have thought I was reconsidering because he put his hand under my free arm and lifted me away. I was taller than him by a good 2 inches, and it seemed to make him proud. He insisted I wear my high heels whenever we were in public. Over the next few weeks, he would buy me pair after pair of shoes, all high heels, open-toed, many with tiny straps and coy little rhinestone buttons. I was too young in love to question then. In the street, tired farmers came and went, worrying about taxes, foreclosures, money they didn't have. It was 1930. The Great Depression, and everybody was poor but us, and nobody stopped to talk. Cotton fibers floated in the air, rising and settling again, as if on an invisible tide rinsing over the town. They caught in the screens of doors and windows, settled over uncovered dishes of beans and cornbread and fresh tomatoes, and clung to your tongue when you tried to talk, so you constantly found yourself licking every syllable as if it were part of a filthy word as you scraped your tongue against your front.